Well, the victims had lived in Lemora, a settlement founded as an offshoot of the Mormon Church. Many of the members were born in Mexico and have dual citizenship. Their extended families live in farming communities clustered around the Chihuahua-Sonora state border. To find out more about this community and the region, I spoke to a man who's asked us not to reveal his full name. We'll call him John. He's a member of the Mormon community living in the state of Chihuahua near the US border, and he runs a tour company in the region. We spoke a short time ago.
Their ancestors arrived the same time with all the other Mormon settlers in 1885, and they established eight original settlements, six in the state of Chihuahua and two in the state of Sonora. And they lived in these main communities with everyone else up until about the 40s, and then they broke off retaining the fundamentalist principle of practicing polygamy.
I'm talking to you today in the wake of a tragedy. Members of a Mormon family have been killed. The US president has blamed the murders on rival drug gangs. What do you know about the activities of Mexican drug cartels in that region?
Of late, there's been quite a bit of conflict. Apparently, the two cartels, the one in this area in the state of Chihuahua, and trying to defend their turf against the I guess you'd call the Sinaloa or the Pacific cartels. I don't know the specific names of these different cartels, but anyway, they're trying to move in and invade this area. And so of late, there's been quite a bit of violence and conflict between the two cartels along the Chihuahua-Sonora border.
Do the communities in this region, do they need to live with a lot of security precautions, given how volatile the situation is?
You know, here in the community where I live, and we have been very fortunate that we have not had security issues of late. We try to use good judgment and caution in when and where we travel, but since we try to stay completely not involved in any of their activities or businesses, money laundering, then I've always felt quite secure. And for the most part, the last thing they want is to draw attention and the limelight on them. They like to operate in the shadows. And so the worst thing that could happen would be like what just happened here yesterday, where definitely the whole world is watching now. The spotlight's on them.
On that note, you mentioned there that they were operating in the shadows, but on your daily travels through that region, do you get the sense that the drug cartels are there? Is there any visibility at all, or is a lot of this gang rivalry behind closed doors?
Well, they're definitely active, and we know that they're around, but they generally don't bother you if you're not involved in any of their activities. So what we tried to do is just go about our own business, and generally we don't notice a whole lot that is going on, except for when you do sometimes out on the roads get stopped, and you can realize and sense that they're not official law enforcement people when they stop you. They're not dressed accordingly. And so that's about the only indication that we get of what happens.
You operate a tour company, and obviously there's a lot to see in northern Mexico. But when events like this happen, does that prompt concerns for yourself that people will stop traveling to the region?
Oh, definitely. Just today I've had two or three clients that are programmed to come down on trips contact me wanting to know what the security situation is and how I feel about it. And it definitely affects it.
So when potential clients call you with these security concerns, what do you tell them?
You know, I basically tell them this, that violence is terrible in any way, shape, or form, but in Mexico, most of the violence has always been gang-related or involving the drug business. And I tell them that the last thing they want to do is to draw attention by targeting tourists or people that aren't involved. But I was proved wrong, apparently, yesterday.
John speaking to us from Chihuahua near the US border.